Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Don't Tell Me No Zeits and Keep Your Hands to Yourself. That's courtesy of Johnny Davis. That's the name of our episode.
The AKAs have just been on absolute fire in the choir. This is what we really needed, was a lot of time.
I think our performances are inspiring them. I know mine is.
Yeah.
I've taken my vocals to a new level, and, you know,
I've been
the
training.
Voice lessons have been paying off. Oh, I'm Jack O'Brien, and that's Jamie Loftus.
Hey.
Welcome to the evening show, the late show, the late, late show.
It's the late, late show. That's James Corden, formerly Craig Ferguson.
It's like, that's what it is.
Mm.
Let's tell the people what's trending. That's what we do.
Yeah.
A lot of Z's. Toilet paper is trending. There is a story on Medium right now that blows up the talking point that we're all just hoarding toilet paper and we're all just a bunch of little toilet paper pigs. Just can't get enough of the toilet paper.
You slobbering TP hounds.
Just slobbering all over that TP.
Sickos.
So the reason that the toilet paper has been sold out everywhere is the supply chains. It is not our fault. It's not your fault, Jamie.
Oh.
It's not your fault.
Oh.
Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah. They have the bench, and they have like one of those creepy plaques where Robin Williams did that speech or whatever. He did that one in the scene in the park, right?
No, that was in his office, Jamie.
Oh, that was in Burbank. I'm so stupid.
But I'm sure they have a plaque for that.
They gotta.
We are going to the bathroom more at home, so we do need more toilet paper. Basically, they're saying that we used to do 40% of our pooping and pee-pees away from home back, you know, when we could go to the bathroom at Starbucks or at work or just sneak into other people's houses and go to the bathroom.
As one does, yeah.
Yeah, as one does. So now we're doing 40% more bathroom going in our domiciles, which means we need 40% more toilet paper. And it's just the supply chain is not built to provide us with that 40% of toilet paper.
Interesting.
They are built to provide it at a very steady rate because we, for most of our history, have been pooping at a very steady rate.
It's kind of our thing. I do find myself sometimes going to the bathroom just to have something to do or just to have a moment to myself. Is that bad? I feel like that's kind of common right now. And if you sit, you gotta wipe. So it all makes sense to me.
Yeah, it's true. That would be gross a waste of a trip. waste of a sit.
Don't waste my sit.
Yeah. So I don't know. I find this interesting. Like I kind of like the fact that this whole story, which has become like the de facto like icebreaker of like boomers, is like, you gotta watch out for the toilet paper. You gotta they're hoarding the toilet paper. Is not a story about us being a bunch of irrational dummies. It's actually a story of just, you know, systemic failure.
Which right. is
the story of this whole fucking thing.
Kind of comforting. I mean, it's not comforting that it keeps repeatedly being the system and not the general populace, but just to hear that it's like, it's not you, it's us. You're like, okay.
Yeah, well, right.
I still can't wipe my ass, but thanks. I'm just like walking around with like butt crust, like, thank you.
So the other thing is that, like the 40% of toilet paper that used to go to Starbucks or like workplaces is a different type of toilet paper. It's like it comes in huge rolls, too big to fit on most home dispensers. The paper
zero
itself
ply.
Is thinner. Zero ply. It's just basically, it's tissue paper. And it comes individually wrapped and is shipped on huge pallets rather than in brightly branded packs of 6 or 12. So that's the reason is that like the 40% of toilet paper where we used to use that stuff is now being bought at supermarkets and we don't have enough of the super soft, brightly wrapped stuff to keep up with it. So
not enough of the bear shit. All right.
Not
well,
enough
that's good
of the bear
know.
Stuff. Yeah. Quavo is trending. It's
his
birthday.
Back in the mix.
Yeah, he's back in the mix. Sorry, Jamie. I need you to give me a moment so I can say this amazing pun. It's his birthday. He'll go live if he wants to. That's right. He's having a party on Instagram Live that everyone's allowed to attend. I don't know what that means.
That's fun. Are he and Cardi together? In the
I
Quar,
know.
I mean.
No, I think that's Offset, right?
Oh, wait, that's Offset. You're right. You're right. How dare I mix up my Migos? They're close personal friends of mine.
I'm sorry, Jamie.
I'm sorry. Were you mixing up your Migos again? That is, that was fucked up. I know them, Jack. I know them.
Oh, that's right. You are friends with all Migos. Migos.
They're going to have a good laugh that I did this. That's kind of fun. I don't know. So is everyone allowed to go to his Instagram Live party?
I think so. We have a request. We have a call from the request line. It's DJ Daniel. Jamie, I'll let you take this one.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spot. Light mixing up my Migos.
Worth it.
It was worth it.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thank you. He's not the best in the biz for nothing, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what a party on Instagram Live is going to entail. Probably just people watching each other drink.
Right.
I don't know.
It's always fun.
That's all I got. And then Jared Kushner is trending because a few hours ago, the White House task force update from the White House included Jared Kushner getting out there talking about how it was like a book report. He was talking about how the president wanted everyone to be the best people doing the best things and how all he cares about is statistics. And it's truly incredible how much he reads as like a little boy who's just doing his best to pretend like he's an adult on camera.
Oh, I mean, the fact that he's even showing his face right now is bold.
Yeah.
Is he's bold.
His voice, just everything. Him in motion is totally different than... I know we said this the very first time we saw him in motion, but he's very, very jarring to see what he kind is of like when he talks.
When he talks, and then when, like, you're right, like, when he moves, it's almost like Sim-like, the way he moves. Yeah, like
it is.
Like, it glitches. It's not quite right.
Right. And it's also a glitch because he's a human... a boy who is adult size and who has children somehow, but it's very strange to me. And then Animal Crossing is apparently trending the most of anything because it's trending more than sex, according to Google.
Holy shit!
Animal Crossing.
Well, Jack, I'll let you take this one. You're the Switch guy, so.
Right. So, big Switch fan. Obviously, I don't have to tell you guys. Nintendo's Animal Crossing New Horizons. Biggest game in the world right now. I mean, that's controversial, obviously. I don't want to go out on too much of a limb.
The Switch heads are going to come for you.
Yeah. But, you know, it makes sense. It's a fantastical animal-filled world where there isn't really a pandemic happening. I guess that's one of the cool things. We get to hang out with animals wearing clothes. And that's better than everything else that's going on in real world. People are getting married on their Animal Crossing islands.
I think that's very pure.
Democratic activists are reportedly considering canvassing in Animal Crossing.
Fun! Has the time come to get a Switch? They're all sold out. You can't get one right now.
I know. As I am constantly monitoring the Switch markets, and it's true. They are sold out. Very hard to get, but the black markets... still producing Switches.
I finally chose a video game to play with Isaac, and it's boring. It's Crash Bandicoot Racing.
Oh, that's fun.
It's fun. I'm going to play till I can unlock Spyro, and then I'm not going to play ever again.
Totally. Unlock Spyro. I was just going to say, you should play it
PS4
until you
heads.
Unlock. Yeah, yeah.
PS4 heads.
Anyways, there's also a surge in Animal Crossing porn, which I don't even know what that would be, but...
You think that they got genitals in there?
Well, that's the thing, is they have... The animals have birthdays, but they don't have birth years, and so people are wondering... There's, like, some weird childish things going on. People... Childish characteristics of the characters.
I haven't actually played, but the way that they like move and talk to each other, they seem kind of like sexless creatures, or like they have like it's like a Barbie where she has like a sex lump, but she doesn't have like genitals.
Yeah,
you're just like, maybe Barbie's sex lump gets hot sometimes, but nothing happens with it.
Right.
It just gets really hot.
Scalding. My sex lump is scalding. That's hot. Anyways, Jamie, thank you so much for taking the time to join me to tell the people what is trending.
Oh, absolutely.
We will be back tomorrow with a whole nother podcast. It's a really good one. I know I keep saying that, but really enjoying this four-person format. It's a lot of fun.
Me too. It's been good.
So we will talk to you guys then. Have a good night. Stay safe. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.